which brings us to 10 minutes until noon. Let me open up the public comment period before we break for lunch, in case there's anybody who wishes to address the commission on a matter, Mr. Gardner, that's not on the agenda. So please come forward, sir.
Thank you. My name is Tommy Garner. I have a, some of you may remember me from back in March. 3 years ago, I applied for a residential non-commercial pier on Deep Creek in Newport News. And there was some question of an easement to the property, and I was advised by you guys to go to, but the court system ruled on that. And the court last December 22nd ruled in my behalf that I had the right to build the easement, the pier could be built. I came back before the commission, and on March 24th, which you guys, I think the wording was you tabled it, based on Supreme Court concern, the pier, the easement would be settled, so you would continue this matter, so it's been continued. As of yesterday, the Supreme Court ruled that they would not, which I have here, says they refused to hear it. Anyone would like to see this. So I'm back before you guys, hoping that you would see it in my favor to give me the permit to construct the pier. This has been a 3-year process, been through the Newport News court system, been to the Supreme Court. I followed all the guidelines based on what you've requested. I'm back again.
Okay, so this was the Supreme Court ruling yesterday.
Well, it was recorded yesterday.
Recorded yesterday. Yes, so we're going to need some time to review that at the staff level here before it can come to the commission. It seems appropriate here. Mr. Watkinson, will you please approach the microphone? Let me ask if this is something that you and your staff can review and have available for the next meeting in January.
I would think so. I think the commission set this aside so that the Supreme Court could take this up based on the protestants' objections. I mean, it was a protested project. They appealed it to the Supreme Court. There's been a decision. I have not read it yet. Shortly, we would ask our counsel at the Attorney General's office to also take a look at it. And then we could make sure everything was in order to get it back before the commission to render a decision would be our recommendation.
May I speak?
Yeah, Mr. Gardner.
My only issue is I've waited 3 years, and everything you've put in writing, I have jumped the hoops and followed. And the Supreme Court has done it. I had the right to build the pier. It's just a question of a neighbor and an easement.
I remember the case.
Yeah, and I feel like I've done everything, and I don't feel like I should have to wait any longer. Because I have a use for the pier.
I understand your need for speed, but we need time to review it, what the courts ruled. I mean, that's simple fairness. I mean, I'm not going to advocate the commission jump into something without having a full review from a legal aspect. Also, we have members on the commission here who were not in their seats in March. Okay. So I would like to have staff a chance to brush off what they put together and to be able to present this to the commission.
Yeah, and the one thing I'd like to clear, the Supreme Court, and I think
Mr. Zeger,
you brought this up last time, the Supreme Court has the right to hear it or not. So the court order that was already presented to you is the court order. Nothing has changed. So.
Okay. Well, as far as I'm concerned, we'll have staff go over everything. We'll put this on the agenda for the January meeting, and we will rip-roar through it at that point here with the issues having been resolved, correct? All right.
Thanks,
great.
Sir.
Thank you, Mr. Gardner. Is there anyone else in the audience who wishes to be heard on a matter not on the agenda? Please come forward.
Hi there. Good morning. Good afternoon.
Please say your name for the record.
Lisa Rose.
Yep.
Can I move this forward just a little bit? Good day. And I was looking around earlier. I think I'm the only full-time Saiju commercial waterman in here. And I took the day off to come down here. As a Virginia paying and law-abiding citizen whose current profession is a partner in my family's seafood business, I find that it's important to be and stay involved with current rules and regulations. Rules are needed. I'm a mom of 2 teenage kids, 18 and 12. I maintain and enforce rules in my house to ensure that when they leave home and face the real world, they are respectful, hardworking, responsible adults. My concern today is the public oyster grounds in the Chesapeake Bay in Virginia. Over the last 2 months, in Area 5 in the Rappahannock River, Area 3 in the Rappahannock River, the Great Wicomico River, and last Friday, I was at patentonging with my dad and my brother in the Pink Tank between Deltaville and Matthews. The strike is unreal, it's abundant, and it's thriving. Asking veteran watermen after my pictures and videos that I've been taking over the last 2 months questions, because I see almost every lick that comes across the call table, thousands, and I mean thousands of strikes have formed on clean shell. But my question is, why are they forming on inside of a dirty shell? And I find those, they're closer to shore through my documentation. The last one I checked was a 5-inch oyster. It was a dead shell, and I opened it up, and there were 18 alive oysters in that shell. Remarkable. The watermen are excited about this. They're taking pictures. They're talking about it on social media. Then on Friday, there was a 300-pound monstrosity of an iron ore, of strike of oysters. It had to be less than 2 years old because of the shapes and the size of the oysters. It was incredible. And it was only in one little spot because we were doing two lines and we weren't catching anything, but because it was obviously rough as anything. I also attend wine and oyster tastings. And the last one I went to was the Friday after Thanksgiving. The chefs are coming to me and showing me the native oysters on the farm-raised oysters that they're serving. It's unreal, the strike on these oysters. The most I counted was from the Dog and Oyster in Irvington from Wimmel Point. That oyster had 8 alive native oysters on a 3-inch shell. The commission, I know you all proceed with that staff recommendation and you value the public's opinion. I'm not here just as a waterman. I'm here as a taxpaying Virginia resident to urge you all to think about the restrictions you've put in place on the waterman oystering on public grounds. I urge you to seriously consider opening the public grounds in January, February, March in 2016. It will, without a doubt, help the current strike thrive and clean the areas to ensure more strike. Virginia has the best seafood. Your chokehold that you have put on the watermen is now starving them, reducing the number of working days, and the fluctuation of price hurts, and it hurts bad. The decline in full-time commercial watermen should be a concern. You all should be protecting them. If there isn't a drastic change immediately in the next few years, local seafood will be history. I tell you, the native oyster, people love the taste, as I witnessed at the ceremony for the Virginia Oyster Trail at the Tides Inn in Irvington. The watermen are mad, but mostly they're scared, something that they shouldn't have to worry about. I understand the market. I've worked for seafood restaurants for years. Virginia seafood brings in tourists. Tourism in Virginia along the East Coast pays a lot of salaries. That's it.
Thank you, Ms. Rose.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else in the audience who wishes to be heard during the public comment session? Thank you. Please state your name for the record, Mr. Green.
Richard Green, members of the board, commissioner. Thank you for this opportunity to speak this morning. It's more of a request than a comment. The James River hand scrape area has generally been open from November, December, and January. It's been traditional. It's been like that for years. It's always been that way. This year, they've changed it over. They've done away with January and moved it into March, in which case it's going to cause some extreme hardship on a lot of these watermen, because January and February is the two worst months they have to deal with, because it's nothing nowhere else. They can't go find jobs. They got wives, children, family to feed and provide for. And there's no reason for to move this to that point. It's always been past practice. This is where it's always been. And these people rely upon this for this time of year. And the oyster is good. This is mainly for James River. It's what I'm speaking on mainly. But I don't know if any other river is doing this. And I also was told this morning that they plan on closing the hand tong for January, February. I stand to be corrected on that. I'm not sure if this is so, but I sure hope it isn't, because that would really put extreme hardship on everything. And I know you can do an emergency decision on this thing and make it, change it back to where it's always been. And this is what I'm requesting to be done.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Green.
This is going to cause hardships on these people.
We will be taking up some oyster matters this afternoon. Thank you, Mr. Green. Is there anybody else who wishes to be heard into the public comment section on a matter not on the agenda?
Greetings, commissioners, Mr. Chairman. My name is Paul Muley. I'm the supervisor-elect of District 4 in Accomack County, and District 4 runs from Hunting Creek all the way up to Sanford and Saxis, and there's a lot of watermen in my district. you go into Martha Jane's little restaurant there at the end of the pier in Saxis in the morning, which I did a lot campaigning. You hear the watermen talk about how prolific the grounds are. Most of them are only spending an hour and a half, 2 hours to get their limit. And what they've asked me to do, and this is just a request, that you open 9, 10, and 11 this month and let them work those grounds for at least a couple weeks, because as gentlemen have stated before me, the bad weather's coming January, February. And so it is something I hope you would consider doing. And that's all I have to say, but Merry Christmas to you all.
Thank you, sir, and to you as well. Is anybody else in the audience who wishes to be heard in the public comment section, please come forward. Good.
My request is, we've had 9 and 10 open.
And Mr. Arnold Ray Evans.
And it was very productive. And in fact, the last day on number 10, 90% of the boats had a limit within 2 hours. So then we, number 9 was open. It was the same thing there. It wasn't quite as many, much strike, but it was plenty of oysters, and we left plenty of oysters. On the last day, about two and a half hours, everybody had their 16 bushels or 24. And it's a pretty productive oysters. And the large oysters on number 9 are starting to die for their old. They're like big as your hand or even bigger as your foot sometimes. So we don't have nothing to do. In the lower part of Pocomo Sound, there's no strike at all and no oysters. So, some of our boats have gone to James River and making a day's work. But that's a long way from Saxis. And what we would recommend or ask the commission to do to extend our season on 9 and 10. And also, Dr. Wesson said number 11 had more oysters than he's seen. But that's not been open in 30 years. So we'd like to get that open. And if it is the commission's desire to do that, open up 9, 10, and 11 all one time, and then we'll put 100 boats in a small pile. So that's what we stand. That's all we're asking.
Thank you, Mr. Evans.
And really thank Mr. Tanger for helping us get this 9 to 10 open. Thank you a lot.
Thank you, sir. Anybody else wish to be heard in the public comment section on a matter not before the commission?
Bill Bailey, Saxis. First of all, here for the same thing on the radio. We only got 8 days on each one of those rocks, and it was oysters when we left. And we had 50 to 60 boats on it. In January, they're shutting down James River. The boys that went to James River for the rest of this month, that's going to be shut down in January, as far as I know. And that's going to be a long time for people to wait and make a dollar between there and between January 1st and when crabbing starts. That's basically what it'll be for us. And unlike the Honoré, I would like to see 11 open too, but open all three rocks at one time so you're not putting all the pressure on one space at a time. And, you know, we really need it. We do. And appreciate it if you all consider that.
Thank you, Mr. Bailey. Anybody else in the audience wish to be heard on a matter not on the agenda? Please come forward.
My name is Mike Clare. Again, Sactus Waterman. I have no skin in this game right now because I don't have a revoked license. But I just want to tell you that there's plenty of oysters on the old rocks. They're poor as I've ever seen them right now as far as the meat's inside. I'm worried that they might be dying. If they are, they're going to lose it. Sactus people should be able to take these oysters from these rocks legally. Just make sure the law enforcement enforces the laws and regs out there for these oysters if you're going to open it up. And we wish you would open it up. Help these watermen out. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else? We're going to adjourn for lunch. We'll return at 1:20. Let's reconvene the meeting. I'd like to continue the public comment section here that started before lunch, and if there's anybody in the audience who wishes to address the commission on a matter that's not on the agenda, please come forward. We'd be happy to hear from you. All right, seeing none, the public.
Sir.
Yes, Mr. Erskine.
Can I just ask if the officer would check in the hallway, make sure there aren't people in the hallway that missed the meeting? Thank you.
Apparently, there's no more public comment here. Move